Subject, I really messed up. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married almost 2 years to my beautiful wife. About 6 or 7 months ago, I made the biggest mistake ever, and my wife and I got into a real heated argument, and I went out, got drunk, and cheated on my wife. It was a one-night stand thing, and I never saw her again after that night. Now, my wife and I went to Walmart, and I guess the girl that I cheated with saw us, so later on that night, she sent an email to my wife. I had to tell my wife. It was eating me up, and every time I look at my wife, I thought about crying because I knew I messed up. My wife hates me for hurting her, and she told me she wants a divorce and wants me to feel her pain, which I agree with. I tried apologizing every day to my wife, and I would do anything to heal her heart. I'm a wreck, but she's hurting more than anything. I want to kill myself for what I did to my wife. Now I'm scared she's going to hurt me so I can feel her pain. Steve, I need your help on getting my wife and my marriage back. I'm one of those dumb dudes that had everything a man could have, a great family and an awesome wife. I really messed up big time, and I need your help. I'm begging you guys. Mm. Wow. I mean, you know, I don't know that there's a lot we can do, but you know, first of all, that you did break the cardinal man rule, and that you told your wife, you confessed to her. I know that's what a lot of guys are saying right now, but you know, you did it. You told her you did it. She's hurt. Now she wants out. I mean, she's exactly right in how she feels. You cheated on her. I mean, you had everything. Like you said, you knew it. It's no need in us even going over, you know, the things that you did and all that, because you know what you did. You know you messed up. And I'm sure if you could take back that moment when you had that argument and you walked out and got drunk and cheated, I'm sure you would do all of that. So, yes, you really, really, really messed up. You took a chance. I hope you don't really kill yourself. You said you feel like doing that. But you've got some real trouble here. You do. The only thing I could say is there's a glimmer of hope. Wives statistically do take their husbands back, or a lot of them take their husbands back after cheating. But it takes a lot of work. You got to be up for the work. The trust is broken. Your wife is hurting. You feel bad. She feels awful. She wants out. She wants a divorce. So, like I said, there's a chance. You got to try and rebuild that trust. You guys got to go to counseling, take it to God, do whatever. If she's willing, and try and get her back, you just got to try and do whatever you can do. And there's a chance, but a slight chance. Steve?
Please, sir.
Well, the subject, I really messed up. Okay, you've been married almost 2 years. Now, this is the confusion I got to my beautiful wife. About 6-7 months ago, I made the biggest mistake ever, and my wife and I got into a real heated argument. Okay, I don't understand. See, you're leaving a lot of information out. You made the biggest mistake ever. What did you do that you and your wife got into this real heated argument? See, I need that information to help me decipher how you then went out, got drunk, cheated on her.
I know exactly.
It was a one-night stand thing, and I never saw her again after that night. Now my wife, okay, hold up, man. First of all, let's get to this. You need to quit drinking. First of all, partner, let's start queuing a couple of these problems as we go. You got to quit drinking, because you real stupid when you drink. I think you understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's go. It was a one-night stand. I never saw her again after that night. Now, my wife went to Walmart, and I guess the girl that I cheated with saw us. So later on that night, she sent an email to my wife. Whoa, partner. What you leaving out of this letter? How the girl that you only never saw after you slept with her saw you and your wife at a Walmart and then sent your wife an email? Who, what? Where? How? Who does that? Who just got your wife email? Hey, dog, who is this girl that you slept with? See, this the part you leaving out for Uncle Steve here. Because, dog, ain't no woman saw y'all in no Walmart and then just sent your wife an email. An email?
How she?
How he get the doggone email?
Because,
dog, you leaving some information out, which is really the core of what, it's the biggest thing y'all had an argument about, the biggest mistake you ever made. created a heated argument. Need to know that. Then I need to know, how does girl just know your wife email? Hey, dog, is this a girl that know y'all? Now, if that's the case, player, you got to put that out there for me so I can help you. If you ain't going to tell me y'all know the girl, I can't help you. Because, see, you knew her because how you find her. See, you can't hard to sleep with people you don't know. Really, really hard. I've tried it.
How
really
drunk was you, though?
He said it was a one-night thing.
But did you hear me, though? Mm-hmm. It's hard to sleep with people you don't know. I've tried it.
Okay, yeah. TMI.
Virtually impossible. You got to know the woman. So then she sent an email to my wife, and then he made said, I had to tell my wife. What?
Right there. Thank you.
Yeah. Right there, though. I don't understand that part right there. I had to tell my wife. Because what did the email say that you could not deny?
Yes, now you talking,
see,
man.
Dog, listen to me, man. First of all, man, see, you got to be young because you real stupid. You drink, you make dumb decisions. You get in an argument, you go make a dumb decision. You sleep with somebody your wife know, that's a dumb decision. Now you out at Walmart. That was stupid. Stay your butt home sometime. The girl work at the Walmart anyway. She probably a Walmart employee. Had blue vest on. Soon as you saw blue vest, she got in your car, went home.
Hang on, Steve.
I can't help these people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.